This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Trail, broadcast number 346 for Tuesday, April 11th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures are lower on Tuesday in what a trader calls a correction from recent gains. At the final settlement, the May canola contract is down $4.70 at $769.30 per ton, and the July contract gives up $6.20 at $747.10 per ton. The trader also says there's little upside to the Canadian oilseed, with European rapeseed being cheaper and the large canola harvest in Australia. Support from the Chicago soy complex and Malaysian palm oil are trying to temper further losses in canola. Pressure is coming from declines in European rapeseed. Meanwhile, upswings in global crude oil prices are spilling over into the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar improves to 74.23 U.S. cents on Tuesday compared to Monday's close of 73.93. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its April supply and demand estimates late this morning. In something of a surprise, the report keeps U.S. soybean ending stocks at 210 million bushels. Also, the carryover for corn remains at 1.34 billion bushels. Both commodities were expected to have their carryouts trimmed a little. As for wheat ending stocks, they increased by 30 million bushels at 598 million. As for production in drought-stricken Argentina, the USDA chops its soybeans by 6 million tons at 27 million. Projections for the soybean crop in Brazil are increased by 1 million tons at 154 million. For South American corn output, the USDA keeps Brazil at 125 million tons and reduces Argentina by 3 million tons at 37 million. In other news, Australia is ending its trade dispute over barley with China. Australia is dropping its complaint at the World Trade Organization, while China says it's reviewing its tariffs on barley. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The May contract gains a dime at $14.97 per bushel. May soy oil advances more than 0.4 cents at 54.89 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is up $7.10 at $457.80 per short ton. Corn is lower, with its May contract losing 3 cents at $6.51 per bushel. Oats are lower, with its May contract down a quarter cent at $3.40. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as well, as Chicago May foregoes 4.5 cents at $6.74. Kansas City May loses 8 cents at $8.68. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May drops 13.5 cents at 861.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, April 11th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.